Well, welcome everybody to another edition of the internationally syndicated Last Christian Radio Show. We do appreciate you joining us today. My name is J.D. Williams here in East Texas. That's Mr. David Paxton on your left there, all the way from New York City. But David, again, we have a special presentation on a Saturday. I love it when we have guests scuffling around in the back. So I'm going to let you introduce them because you know them a little bit better than I do.
Well, you guys already met Randy Conway from the C2K Report. We also have his cohort, and that would be Rick Hidalgo. The two of these fine young gentlemen have led us along the way in something called the C2K, and that stands for the Clash of Two Kingdoms. And, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't let them explain it, but suffice it to say that I am part of the Ecclesia as well, and we are bringing other people in. There's different language to that, but gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having
Great
us.
To be here.
Yeah, we are very, okay. We're honored to have you. First up, seeing as how I know Rick least of everybody here, I'm going to start by saying this. Rick, can you please pray us into today's show?
I sure can. Let's pray. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together on this platform. Father, that's been separated out for you. We thank you, Lord, that so many people across this great nation are making their way out of Babylon as you instructed us to in Revelation. Thank you, Lord, for giving us a heart to do so and a hard calling to do so. And thank you, Lord, for your word, what it means to us, your scripture, what it means to us. And Father, we just pray that throughout this broadcast that, Father, you would be glorified, that your authority would be set atop all other things, and that, Father, we would respect your kingship over this earth. We pray these things in the name of our eldest brother and our King of Kings, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I like to do that. You know, if I got somebody I don't know, I like to bring them in and make them pray right away. And that way, everybody knows exactly all about them. Every time. They know them right away. You know, we're good now. Okay, but anyway.
So let me jump in on this real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to set a premise here so everyone can kind of see the nutshell of what we're talking about. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. Mm-hmm. Okay. There are two kingdoms. We wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against the principalities and powers. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's where we are. There's the kingdom of God, which he talks about. Okay. And the kingdom of heaven. And then there's the kingdom of this world. And what we are called to do, which is the ecclesia, means called out, is we are to be called out of this world's governmental system, but not to fight with them. We're supposed to live in peace, as Paul says, you know, if it's possible, live at peace. But we're of a higher kingdom, and that's what ambassadors are. We're ambassadors for another kingdom, and that's what we're going to be talking about today in the C2K report, the Clash of Two Kingdoms. And these fine gentlemen will hash that out and explain everything. So if anyone has any questions, just raise your hand.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to ask these guys, because we know them, David, but Randy's been on the show before, so a few of our listeners know him, but they don't know Rick, and I don't know Rick all that well either. So what we're going to do here is let them introduce themselves and just tell us, who in the heck is Randy Conway, and who in the heck is Rick Hidalgo?
Yeah, I feel like I'm at
which
school
one
again.
Of y'all wants to go first?
I'll go.
Go, Rick. Hey.
So, yeah, just to make it quick and short, I'm a Gen Xer, which means I don't really care. and basically what that means is, you know, I just like everybody else who's listening to this broadcast, I went through ups and downs in life, right? We came out of a lot of stuff. A lot of propaganda was placed in our minds. We were educated publicly, just like everybody else. And I had to do a lot of unlearning. I got myself in a heap of trouble following some national groups, state national type of groups. I got myself in a heap of trouble. I ended up losing my house, losing my automobile, nearly losing my marriage. And I came to a place where I realized that rather than looking at Patriot, well, can I say the word malarkey on this program? Instead of looking at Patriot malarkey, I dug into the scripture and I found that that's where all the source of truth is. That's where the reality of law is in scripture. So as far as what I do for the last, 7, 8, 9 years now, basically I teach self-governance from a biblical perspective. I teach people how to set up their houses and establish them in such a way that when the wolf comes to the door, and I'm talking about Babylon, we can teach them to be ready to make a counteroffer to the wolf. And basically do like the scriptures say, and in that moment stand, right? In that moment stand when you've done all else. So that's who I am. That's what I do. That's the quick version.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Randy, you want to tell everybody a little bit about you?
Well, I have been on here before, JD. Thank you for the invitation to come back. And I started with Randy Conway Poems. As far as most people know me, I am raised in church all my life, and from cradle till now, you know, like many of us, and like Rick, you know, I was in the indoctrination centers before he was, but here I am, and realizing that it didn't matter if I was in that nice little brick church on the street corner, or if I was in the indoctrination center they call public school, the idea of truth seemed far away. There were too many questions. What is truth? Where is truth? How come there are so many versions of truth? Mm-hmm. And it puts you on a path of research and discovery, trying to find truth. And truth comes down to literally, as Rick just described, the Word of God is the only truth that is sure. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. There's no way to the Father except through Him. And He began to download this poetry into me. I began to write it, written 5 books to date of poetry. And several other authors have used some of my poetry in their works. But that was a bridge to what we're doing now, because the C2K report, The Clash of Two Kingdoms, actually the title itself came from a poem I had just written, because Mr. Hidalgo had called me on the phone one evening. We had met several years back because I was attending some meetings in South Dakota trying to find what the truth was, and listening to some gentlemen teach and talk about, even as Rick mentioned, you know, what is true governance and how do you self-govern and what is the truth in regards to all of that. And, you know, we prayed, "Thy will be done on earth as it is even in heaven. Thy kingdom come on earth even as it is in heaven." And we're called this ambassador, and we're called a holy nation, and we've spiritualized all these things. And then here's all these groups trying to create a reality to it. And I wanted to learn. Mm-hmm. So I went up there to learn. And then one day Rick called me and said, "Hey, let's do a, would you do a collaboration with me?" And I said, "Yes, I would." First mistake, no. And then he said, "Well, what should we call it?" And literally, and this is the way God works, I think 24 hours before, I said, "I just wrote this poem called A Clash of Two Kingdoms." Mm-hmm. And I said, "Clash of Two Kingdoms," and Rick immediately came up with the nomenclature, you know, to bring it down to a great title. And he said, "C2K Report, Clash of Two Kingdoms Report," because that is the news that matters. What is going on in this occupation of planet Earth? His will on earth as it is in heaven, His kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, and against the occupying forces that David mentioned earlier that we wrestle against. So that's kind of how we came to be here. And my poetry is still available out there for those who are interested in, and it is not roses are red, violets are blue. It is blue. It is not Hallmark card. It is in your face. Right. It is in your face. Truth from the Word of God.
Amen. Amen. Well, okay. Actually, Randy, you kind of went over everything that I had ready to go. As far as how did you guys meet?
Okay, we're done. Together,
you know, so we're done with that. So what we need to do now is get into exactly what the C2K report is all about. And I want to put this frame up here, and you guys tell me whether or not this is still accurate, that you do the broadcast every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Is that right?
Yeah, basically what happens is we do our broadcast usually live on YouTube lately, mm-hmm. gets transferred to Rumble and other places. And then what happens is Shake and Wake Radio will take that broadcast, they'll download it, make it an MP3 and share it. So it's not live, yeah. but it is the weekly broadcast.
Okay, so you're on a radio station too?
No, we're not on any radio station. To my knowledge, this is an internet radio station, I suppose, if you want to look at it that way.
Okay. I've got that. I've got that. I've also got just a AM terrestrial station, 1700 KRLB here in Grand Saline. And anyway, I'll get with you guys after the show's over, because if you're interested, I'll give you a radio show. But anyway,
You guys have a face for radio, so that's good.
Yeah. I do want to get into everything that you guys do here. So I guess, Randy, I'll start with you, and then we'll go to Rick next.
Wait, I got a question.
Okay, David, you always have a question. Go ahead. You're as bad as I am.
Oh, almost.
No.
All right. So what with the both of you talking, so what you're saying is a Clash of Two Kingdoms is not any kind of a sovereign citizen movement or a state national movement?
Absolutely correct, David. And I don't want to throw those people under the bus, because they're looking for truth. Mm-hmm. It's all about looking for truth. But since I've already been on, I'm going to leave it at that. They're looking for truth. We are not associated, affiliated, or even following the same path, although there may be some intersecting points with their discovery and history and learning. There's only intersecting points. We're not them. But I want to turn this over to my partner, Rick Hidalgo, because I've been on here before, and let him take the reins from here and go with it. And I'll interject if there's something that's called upon. So, Brother Rick, I'm going to let you answer those questions.
And before you do, you have to answer a question for me. Okay, I am I'm ex-airline. Okay, I worked for American Airlines for years and years and years, and I see a TWA hat on you. Is that the airline TWA?
Well, first of all, that's hilarious that you say that. I know it is not the airline TWA.
Okay, good.
I'm a promoter of professional wrestling.
Okay.
And I have a brand called Trinity Wrestling America.
Okay.
So this is a Christian wrestling organization. Another show, another day.
Well, good. That saved you, because otherwise I was going to kick you off if you were to. No, I'm kidding.
All right.
Go ahead.
Feel free to kick me off anytime you want to, JD. You may after this too, but what Randy was talking about, we definitely don't associate ourselves with sovereign citizens or any of that nomenclature. We do serve a sovereign. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And, you know, he gives us very specific instructions as to what we are indentured to do. After all, we are his bondservants. Mm-hmm. So, we don't have any problem with people seeking liberty. The problem becomes, and Randy and I have done shows on this before, the problem becomes when people don't understand the difference between freedom and liberty. Freedom is do as thou wilt. Everybody feels like they can do whatever they want to do. And that there's no indenture, there's no consequence. But liberty, there is a law set behind liberty, and you're having to, in order to have liberty, there has to be rule. There has to be rule of law. But when I say rule of law, don't confuse it with Babylon. I'm talking about the scripture and what God commands.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. David,
nice. Oh, yeah. So what are some of the ideas that we need to get across? I know we were talking a little bit about people are concerned. Will the government recognize this? I'd like to be able to share some of that with people, too, because they're going to have the same questions. So will the government recognize what we're doing?
You know what? I'll start this time, Randy, and then I'll hand it over to you. How about that? So let me just say this. People get really in the woods when it comes to governance, when it comes to will you know, so-and-so accept it, will so-and-so acknowledge it. We go through hoops, and when I say we, I'm talking about anybody who's ever gone through a patriot movement of any kind. We try to serve Babylon papers and tell them, hey, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, you can't do this to us, you can't do that to us. That's really the wrong way to look at this. We are bond servants of Jesus Christ, and you know, the whole point is indenturing ourselves to his law. So, you know, I can't answer the question of whether they'll recognize it or not, because let's be honest, Babylon, from day one, their whole purpose has been to subvert God, to subvert his laws, to pretend that he doesn't even exist, to replace them with lowercase g gods, right? That's been Babylon's entire life cycle. It's not important whether they recognize us or not. It is important, however, like we said at the very beginning, does our King of Kings, does he recognize us? Does he see, an effort that deserves to be rewarded in whatever way he chooses to do so?
Yeah.
Randy?
Well, I'll follow that up with just a little bit of clarity for those who have jumped into this program not knowing, you know, what we're really talking about. We're talking about, you know, houses that establish a private administrative process and self-govern, and it is much like many of the patriot-type movements that are out there, the Christian nationalists, state nationalists, their sovereigns, in that we're looking for the same goal, to be free of the chains and bonds of this corrupt Babylonian worldwide system. But it is, you're right, Rick, it is a system of deception. It is a system of wizardry and paper magic and money magic, and it is don't look behind the curtain system and see the man behind the curtain. That's the way it is, and you're right. Liberty is found only in Christ, and the problem that people get into about this recognition thing, for some reason, we all have this desire to have the right document. People will pay thousands of dollars, get me the right document, and I fill it out in the right manner with the right language and turn it into the right department, and I have just given them my notice, and they have awarded me now my Willy Wonka golden ticket, and you know, I'm free to do whatever I want, and you can't tax me, you can't arrest me, you can't give me a ticket, you can't. And that's all hogwash. It's all a deception, because this system, from the very beginning, we were to have dominion and be on this earth as you said, we are servants of Christ, bond servants of Christ. He was slain before the foundation of the world. Therefore, even Adam and Eve were bond servants to the Christ. Mm-hmm. But yet, it is occupied by an opposing force. It is the occupation of this world, why we are taught even to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. That is to remove that occupying force. So we're about living in the truth, living as bondservants of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation. And the C2K report itself is literally about looking through the biblical lens, taking the biblical narrative, and finding that therein lies truth, therein lies the rule of law, therein lies the judicial record, therein lies the pattern for a true republic, therein lies the pattern for establishing the governance of our house. It's all within there. So some people are a little disappointed when they come to the C2K report, because they find this Bible study and this discussion about Bible study, and they're still saying, well, what document do I need? And as far as recognition, will this Babylonian system recognize this holy nation that we've established, this ecclesia, as David mentioned earlier, and he said that means the called out ones? Well, also in the ancient, very ancient Greek definition of ecclesia, it is a governing body. It means a government. And so it is God's government. And that recognition I shared with the gentleman here just before we went on to recording this program, that I was on the phone with a gentleman yesterday for 2 hours and 40 some minutes. And after all the discussion and instruction and helps that you don't get from the C2K report, because that is an introduction, and then we deal, you know, more independently and behind the scenes with people who are truly earnestly seeking to follow God and God's plan for governance. At the end of that time, he said, "But will Babylon recognize my governance?" Mm-hmm. And Rick already stated, and it bears repeating, and I'm going to restate what Rick said. What do I care if a system that has the characteristics of the enemy of Christ, who seeks to kill, steal, and destroy, and was a liar and a murderer from the beginning, why do I care if a system that has those characteristics recognizes me or not, recognizes my governance or not? What is important is, does my king, of whom I am a bondservant to, does my king recognize me and what I'm doing for his kingdom? A much more important question than will Babylon recognize my governance?
So what you're saying is that we're thinking that the government of the United States, which is a corporation, by the way, has a superior authority, and that we have to get their permission to do what we're doing. But that is not the case. You know, our authority comes from the king himself.
Well, I might add to that, David, that we are to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. So, yeah, they do have an authority, but it is a usurped authority. It is an inferior authority to that of the King of Kings, but there also is a reality. The Bible is full of spiritual truths that have a pragmatic application. So I find a lot of groups are very foolish in their approach. They want to remove one or the other, and you can't remove the pragmatism, and in as much as it is possible for you, be at peace with your fellow man. And you can't separate those. They want to separate those, the spiritual nature of it and the pragmatic reality of it. And on the other hand, people want to mix iron and clay. They want to mix Babylon with the kingdom of God. That doesn't work either. Because he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. A sound mind knows that there is a system that has a certain authority, but there is also a kingdom that is a superior kingdom, and you must choose this day whom you will serve. I set before you today a choice. How long will you continue? If Baal be God, choose him. If God be God, choose him. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen. Well, I've got it. Now, I'm going to jump in here real quick, because there's a lot of people that watch this show that are not religious. There are a lot of people that watch this show that have never heard of Babylon. I know that, you know, that's a shock. Okay, but there's people out there who've never heard of it. And I can tell you this, there's also a lot of people out there that are going to be saying, oh, these guys are supporting things like David Koresh in Waco, or they're off the reservation like the guy out in Ruby Ridge, and you know they're anti-America or something like that. And that is not the truth, okay? So what I want you guys to do as best you can, and we only got 4 minutes left in the first half, so this may carry over, and I understand that, but can you explain the differences between those people and what happened to them, and what your what the C2K report, and also get into Babylon a little bit and explain, you know, that this isn't ancient Babylon that we know about, but it is, but it isn't, but it is, but it isn't. You know what I'm talking about. So however you want to frame it, whoever wants to go ahead.
I want to give all this time to Rick, because he'll make a better explanation of this.
Okay.
Well, so Babylon is a system. When we talk about Babylon, it's a system that constantly seeks to subvert the kingdom. That's it. It's just real simple.
Okay.
Now, what separates this from the David Koresh's and the Ruby Ridge and those type of situations? Let's get down to the brass tacks. I know we only got a few minutes left here in the first session, but let's get down to the brass tacks. When it comes to United States, and David hit on it, it's a corporation, okay? Now, what does that mean? How does that even get to the brass tacks of what we're talking about? It's all about interest. I want everybody to take their mindsets and I want you to transfer it into this conversation about interest. Okay. Because when you talk about interest, everything in that system revolves around interest. I'm going to give you one example, and I think I can do this in 2 minutes. Okay. Avocados. Everybody knows what an avocado is, right? Mm-hmm. They come in all shapes and sizes all around the world. They got these big, huge ones I used to pluck off of trees down in Miami where I grew up. You can tell I grew up in Miami. Look behind me. So I used to pluck them off trees and open those things up and eat them, you know, fresh off the tree. Now, they were big. They're not these little small house avocados that you see in every grocery store across the entire nation. But I want you to understand why you're seeing those tiny little insignificant Haas Mexican avocados in every grocery store all the way across the nation. And that is because a compelling interest has been put on that particular product by the United States. You're saying, Rick, what are you talking about? They can't create a law about avocados. Well, let me tell you, 7 U.S.C. Chapter 105. Go look it up. In the U.S. Code, Haas Avocado Promotion, Research, and Information. What they've done is the Department of Agriculture has created a treaty with Mexico, creating compelling interest on their avocados. So when they bring those avocados over, there is a tax and a duty that gets applied to them that benefits the interest of the United States. So they make money. The people who manufacture them enter into a program and they think they make money, although they really don't, because the program makes them broke just like every other program. But that's how they create interest. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk a little bit about that, more about that on the other side. How about that, JD?
That'll work. Yeah. Because we are getting down right here to the end. Go ahead, David. Take us out.
Yeah. So, you know, who knows if we'll make it to the second half with the things that are happening so fast today, but Lord willing, we'll be back. In the meantime, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I would highly recommend it. He has a blood contract for you. All you got to do is rescind your signature from your old sin contract and accept his new contract, complete with all the terms and conditions. We'll see you in the second half. Bye.
Are you weighed down by life's issues and challenges? Do you need rest from the day-to-day grind? Then the Word of God broadcast is your listening station. The Word of God broadcast is a Christ-centered ministry, sharing God's marvelous Word. Here you will find you rest from the things of the world. Join us each Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Central Time on Revelation Radio Broadcast. The Word of God broadcast plants the seeds, and the Holy Spirit adds the essential nutrients to ensure every soul's growth for the harvest of Jesus' soon return. If you want to learn more about God's Word, eternal life, and His Son, Jesus Christ, join us each Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern or 6 p.m. Central Time on KRRB Revelation Radio.
Ready to start your day on a new level? Meet Everyday Dose, the coffee alternative that's more than just a caffeine fix. Check out more and grab your first dose at everydaydose.com/hiddenday. Why it's different. Everyday Dose combines premium coffee with brain-boosting ingredients like mushrooms and collagen, giving you focus, energy, and mental clarity without the jitters or crashes. It's the clean energy your body craves. Check out these benefits you'll love. Say goodbye to coffee crashes. Boost your mental clarity and focus. Support your immune system and overall wellness. Feel energized naturally without the anxiety or jitters. Perfect for busy professionals, health enthusiasts, or anyone ready to upgrade their daily routine. Again, that's everydaydose.com/hiddenday.
KRRB Grand Saline, Canton, Mineola, Texas.
Are you ready to deepen your walk with Jesus? Join Norman Smith on Run with Horses, the weekly radio show dedicated to helping you follow Jesus well. In Jeremiah 12:5, God challenges us to pick up the pace and prepare to run with horses. Jesus calls us to take up our cross and follow him. The journey is tough, but always worth it. Tune in every Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central on revelationradio.net for an all-new edition of Run with Horses. Explore topics like biblical discipleship, healthy marriage, and building a godly family. Don't miss Run with Horses every Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central, right here on KRRB, revelationradio.net. For more information or to listen to past broadcasts, be sure to visit runwithhorses.net.
And welcome back, everybody, to the second half of Last Christian. Again, my name is J.D. Williams here in Texas. That's Mr. David Paxton at the top of your screen there from New York City. Randy Conway, I have no idea where you're at, Randy. Where are you at?
Southwest State. Missouri.
Okay, Southwest Missouri.
Southwest Missouri.
And then from
are
South Dakota, I just found out, is Mr. Rick Hidalgo. Rick, you were going into an explanation and explaining to people that you're not into taking over the United States of America by force or anything like that. So go ahead, and I'm just going to give it to you and take as much time as you need.
All right, so we were talking about how everything's about interest. And the corporation that is known as the United States, it seeks to create compelling interest over things. And the way they get that to happen is they have you register into a program or into some kind of status. That happens when you're born, right? You register a birth certificate. That happens when you die. You register a death certificate. It happens when you buy a vehicle. You register a vehicle. It happens in every area of life, even when you enter into a hospital. Remember that a couple years ago, we had that crazy thing going on, and every time you went into a hospital, they were holding you, in accordance to the hospital policies. Well, you know why they could do that? Because you registered into the hospital. So everything comes down to registration. So going back to avocados, the way that they got people to get into these programs is you registered as an avocado farmer into this program. So you got certain benefits or subsidies from that particular program, and you felt like you were rich, but you were actually not rich, and you were actually feeding this beast, right? This system that actually is worked hard against the kingdom of God. So, so when I talk about interest, I just want everyone to understand that it's a battle of interest. Babylon is any system that subverts the kingdom of God. The United States of America, as patriotic as we all are, I love the red, white, and blue. I love apple pie and baseball and football. Look behind me, guys. I am a football fan, okay? But the truth is, this country, it has deteriorated to a time to a place where its elected leadership and its unelected leadership has brought us into a place where we are subverting the kingdom of God daily. We have created, in effect, statutes and codes and ordinances that really just slap the face of the scriptures day in and day out. The way that we approach law, slaps the face of the scriptures, slaps the kingdom in the face. So we are not anti-American. We are not anti-patriotic. We are as patriotic as can get. We just realize that if we're going to bring back real America, the America that we had at the beginning, the only way to do that is to do it through scripture, because that's naturally what our founding fathers were really about. I know there's been a lot of propaganda put out there about the founding fathers, that they were deists and they were this and they were that. Let me tell you something. You could be Satan's spawn, and you still know the scriptures. Satan knows the scriptures, okay? And the truth is, his system is the only relevant system. I'm talking about God, God's system, his kingdom, is the only relevant system, period. Go look at your favorite verse. You know what? You know, you see those signs in the end zone of football games, mm-hmm. says John 3:16. You know what? That is actually a really important scripture to understand, because it says, for God so loved the world. I want you to understand. Everybody always replaces that with me, you, and Aunt Susie, okay? But he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It is a system. He loved this world. It was actually an inheritance to his son. Do you understand that? Jesus is king of this earth too. He's the kingdom. He's the king of heaven and earth. Okay. So this world belongs to him and he wants to restore it. But well, guess what? In order to restore it, he had to send his son. He had to be sacrificed. He had to shed blood. He had to die. He had to be resurrected. He had to do things during those 3 days that we never talk about, but that's another show. And there's all kinds of amazing stuff that we can get into here. But at the end of the day, he loves this world because it was intended to be something that that we take ownership of, that we have overseeing, we oversee, that we have stewardship over. All right. And so his bond servants, his ambassadors, me and you, those of us who are called out according to his purpose, we are here to be a restorative people. We are restoring this earth back to what his intentions were. And that's in every area of life. I mentioned before, I promote professional wrestling. Have you seen professional wrestling lately? It's awful. It's awful. It's sadistic. It's satanic. It's awful. And my calling is to take a form of professional wrestling that actually honors the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and promotes his kingdom. And so all of us, the point of this thing that we're building here, not the C2K report, but the holy nation that we are the voice of, okay? This thing that we're building, it's about you and me coming together and taking the talents that God has given us and building a kingdom infrastructure here on earth as it is in heaven, one man at a time, one woman at a time, and coming together and building that infrastructure. That's what we're doing. But JD, to answer your question about Babylon, hey, all we're saying is that the United States has a little stink on her. And we've got to walk away, not from the United States, because we love that country. We love America. But we got to walk away from the stink. And the way we do that is you dig through the scriptures and we do what it tells us. Look at Revelation, come out of Babylon. I know Randy can push on from what I'm saying, but I'll stop there.
Well, yeah, that's okay. That's a good explanation there for sure. Randy, did you want to add anything to that?
Well, I was just listening to the comments David made and the comments that Rick made, and I threw some notes down. And you know, this system that Rick is talking about, it's imperative that people understand this is not an American system, it's not a European system, it's not an Asian system, it's a worldwide system. Look up the five I wills of Satan in Isaiah 14. That is literally the goal of this system. That is the blueprint for the system. And we've all heard, we know about secret societies, and we know about black ops, and we know about, you know, all the hidden things that we know about the hidden things that we don't know about, right? But if you don't understand, and Rick took it back to John 3:16, I'm going to go back a little bit farther. If you don't understand the Genesis 6 narrative, you cannot understand the Babylonian system. In fact, Gary Wayne, a brilliant individual, we use this term elites about the people who are running the system. We call them elites. He calls them L-lights, not elite, but L-lights, because they are the descendants of the fallen Watchers, the fallen angels that came, Genesis 6, that whole narrative, the Amorites, the Jebusites, all those ites that those children of Israel that came out of Egypt were commanded to rid the earth of, the whole reason for the flood before them, the entire reason for the flood, those Elites. So you have to understand the Genesis 6 narrative. You have to understand God so loved the world. And Rick mentioned the founding fathers. Well, yeah, we all defend those founding fathers, don't we? But how many of us know that clear back in the 1600s, and I don't have it in front of me, so I'm just going to say the 1600s, and the articles that came out in Connecticut that literally stated, and this will be very, very close to verbatim. I can't say it's verbatim because I'm doing it from memory, but they said, We are establishing this body politic for Jesus Christ, whom we presently serve. Now, that is a foundation that you can get a hold of. It got weaker by the time we get up to the Constitution and say we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. Not that those are bad words. Those are great words. But it doesn't say for Jesus Christ, whom we presently serve. So we do have some great foundations. And David mentioned this contract with sin as we closed out the last segment. But what Rick's saying, you are, this registration thing is contracting with Babylon constantly. That you register it and you don't know it. You're getting into contracts constantly with Babylon. And we are teaching on C2K Report and the Holy Nation how to avoid those contracts. You're going to get solicited to contract or to register, and how to rebut or ignore depending on the contract. But that's what registration is. And Rick, he did a great presentation at a conference in Ohio talking about registration and everything that this system works off of fear, greed, and envy. And I would encourage people to take a look at that. I don't know if it's available. We need to make those available on c2kreport.tv. But anyway, that registration and that use and interest and who holds title all goes back to registration. And we are guilty constantly as Christians, as well as just Americans, as well as Europeans, as well as, you know, worldwide. We're guilty of, oh, yeah, if I register into this program, if I fill out this document, if I fill out this paperwork, that's why we have people looking for that Willy Wonka golden ticket. And what are we doing? My daughter said it very succinctly one time. She said, Dad, I'm done contracting for worthless treasure, because that's all Babylon has to offer. And if you register into their system, you're contracting for treasure where rust and moth will certainly destroy. And where your treasure is, your heart will be also.
Amen. Okay, amen. Now I gotta ask this because I want people to understand exactly what you guys are doing. Okay, so you got the C2K report, but it's not like they come there and they become like a member of C2K and everything is, you know, you don't dictate to them how they do their work and all that stuff. And it, you know, there's C2K and then there is for lack of a better term, on my behalf here, just a their own country, their own governance or whatever. And I, you know, this is something I don't fully understand. David's been trying to educate me on this ever since we've been together. But if you guys can get into that a little bit and kind of explain it to where people can get a better grasp.
Sure. And let me say it this way. So there's layers. Okay, at the very top,
like an onion.
What's that?
Like an onion?
Like an onion or like a cake, right? Layers. Okay, so at the very top, you have the kingdom that was established back right at the ascension of Jesus Christ. All power and authority was given unto him over heaven and earth. Okay, that is a kingdom that was established at that moment in Scripture. There was a moment of establishment. We very quickly uninhabited that kingdom through solicitations, you know, being taken out of the kingdom by solicitations being brought into earthly systems. Okay. And all of us have endured that, you know, birth certificate organizations, like I said, different registrations that we get into. Actually, you know, what does the scripture say? Can you serve two masters? No, you really can't. It says you can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. So there's that. We call that the holy nation. Okay. That's already existed. The work that's been done, and Randy and I are part of that work. David is a getting verified very soon member of that holy ecclesia, and what we've done is we built up an apparatus, and that apparatus allows people to become a member, and through that membership we call it naturalization. You're naturalizing to this holy nation. You're bringing forth just very simple proofs or evidence, because guys, you and I, we're not God. I can't read somebody's mind and say, yep, they qualify, right? So we have to see evidence, and that evidence is just through very simple documentation. We have a structure and a system to what we ask for, and it's very simple. Once you do those things, now you become a member. And there are things that we support for members. We help them to unregister from things in Babylon and to register those things into the kingdom. Okay? So it's just a very simple concept. Now, the C2K report is separate from that. You come to us because we just happen to be the mouthpiece of that holy nation. We just happen to be reporting all the time about what's going on within it. That's our function. And then we have teachers who, like in my case, I teach a self-governing class. And there's others who teach how to do ministry or business within the ecclesia. So there are different layers. There's different stepping stones, if you will. But it starts with hearing about it, and that's where situations like this, JD, where you've invited us on here, gives us an opportunity to tell people that you do have an alternative to Babylon. You don't have to just serve the default system anymore. You can actually become naturalized to the holy nation. And here's an important word, actually identified, right? Actually, what was the word we were using earlier? everybody wants to get, you know,
naturalized,
recognized.
Yeah. See, we'll actually recognize you, mm-hmm. right? We'll recognize you as a son of God, mm-hmm. right? One mm-hmm. of the sons of God, because you brought together enough evidence to be recognized and supported and defended. So that's really what we are.
Okay. Well, the CTK report, basically, you've got the information. That's really bottom line. That's really where it comes from. You know, because if you didn't have this outlet, you didn't have this organization to go to, then you got to figure it out for yourself. And I'm just going to assume that there's a little bit of work involved in this stuff.
There is.
If you don't know what you're doing, you can probably do more damage to yourself than if you just go ahead and go to somebody that knows what they're doing, right?
Yeah, 100%. So I want to vouch for them too, because Rick and Randy, like they said, they were both looking for the truth. And then, you know, when Randy and I caught up speaking at a conference together, then, you know, he explained this to me, and I was like, oh, you know, I didn't know that, but that's what I was looking for my whole life. Mm-hmm. So it kind of brought us to this, but what I've learned to do is listen to them, because Rick in particular has been through the gamut of what the wrong thing is. So it's not like he's just pulling this stuff out of a hat and making things up. Okay. He's actually been through it and said, okay, we tried this, it didn't work. We tried this, it didn't work. We did this, it didn't work. Okay. This is what is working currently, and it's the correct way to do it. And that's what you want. You don't want people to just come out and pie in the sky kind of a thing, saying, yeah, this is great. Mm-hmm. No, you want someone who's been through the ringer and knows what not to do and where not to step on those landmines. And that being said, yeah, I think we're like at 9 minutes, so I don't know if we got enough time for this. What do we do for, what are we supposed to do about this? I'm registered in this kingdom. I didn't know, birth certificate, the whole nine yards. Where do I start with this? And my suggestion is obviously the mindset and understanding of it all. What do you guys think?
Well, I'll let Rick expound on it, but I'm going to tell you, where do you start? I got the answer. If you go to the C2KReport.com and that opening page comes up, there's a little banner right there that says, start here. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, makes mm-hmm. it pretty simple. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, I want to put this up here real quick. C2K Report, Clash of Two Kingdoms. Now, you offer online classes, facilitating the classes every month. Four consecutive weeks on Monday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time, and you can join the class by simply emailing the C2K Report at info@C2KReport.com. That's info@C2KReport.com. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, thanks for that. And I mean, and that's actually one of the things that's necessary for you to become naturalized is to go through that class, because we don't want people misunderstanding things or listening to, you know, George from this Patriot group or Tammy from that Patriot group. We want to consolidate the mindset, help people to, walk down a particular road, because our road is straight and narrow. I don't like that windy, broad road. It leads to destruction. Doesn't sound good to me. So we're going down the straight and narrow. And in order to do that, we've got to bring people together and have one, you know, formulated thought. So that class is a great place to start. But there's a tool out there. There's a platform out there called shopyourfarm.com. And I want to get people to go to shopyourfarm.com, because that's where we have all our meetings, whether it's the meetings that flesh things out, those classes that you're talking about, or our weekly discussion groups. We have discussion groups going on all the time on shopyourfarm.com. And once you're on shopyourfarm.com, there's actually a list there that you can see when people meet, when discussion groups are going on. We have Texas and Florida and Missouri and Georgia, all the time, Wisconsin, all kinds of different groups from people all across the nation who are talking about all things ecclesia. It's not just about the process, but it's about, you know, problems people are having and, you know, talking through those things and just fellowshipping and going into Bible study. There's all kinds of things that we do in those things. So we're becoming family is what we're doing. Okay. We're becoming family.
Now, why do you use the Shopify Farm video as opposed to a standard video, say Zoom or something?
I'm glad you asked that, David, because the importance of it is that Shopify Farm is completely private. We control the servers. We control all the input. It's all in-house. So when somebody gets on to Shopify Farm, there's not a go-between like a GoDaddy or, you know, somebody else that's gonna, you know, fish information. So everything,
you're not gonna get a million commercials pop up on your computer screen after you visit that.
You're not gonna get any commercials except for Randy saying, "Come read my poetry."
Okay.
Yeah. That's a scary one. Yeah. Now, this all costs money. So, and obviously, it's an immense amount of money to actually be a member of ShopYourFarm.com. How much is that?
Yeah, I do apologize for the amount. It is definitely really high. $12 a year will get you onto ShopYourFarm.
$1 a month. I don't know if I can afford that.
I apologize for making you guys dig through the cushions of your couches.
David, I'm going to let you take it the rest of the way here with these guys.
Oh, okay, this is fun. So, like I was talking about the mindset, and Rick is talking about all the steps that we need to do, but honestly, I think the mindset of what is this all about? Because even an info geek like myself, it took a little while to digest this. I just kind of go through everything faster. That's why it works better for me. But then on average, someone's going to take some time to understand this. So is there something we can just plug into that will like repeatedly get into this until the aha moment? Where would they go for that?
I think there's this C2K report on YouTube or Rumble that you could get on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. And who knows, other platforms could open up, but the point is, that's a place you can go and get it, you know, rinsed and repeated every week. It's going to be a little bit of different content, but it's always reporting on the structure of the ecclesia.
Mm-hmm. A further answer to that question, David, is what Rick already mentioned, and that's those discussion groups that are going on all the time. Because if you're in the middle of a discussion group and you're thinking, man, I just don't understand this mindset, and I don't get the concept here, or I'm failing to follow the path here, and you're sitting in a discussion group and someone asks a question and you hear the answer and you go, that was the answer I was looking for. That was the question I had. You can't get better learning than discussion groups, because people are bringing the problems there. Rick is really faithful at being in nearly every single one of those discussion groups in case there are questions. I tend to have a little bit different ministry. I'm doing a lot of one-on-one with people. I think I said in the last episode that I was on the phone with individuals for over 5 hours yesterday, helping them through some specific issues. But that is another great answer, is those state discussion groups, and you can only get those if you're a member of Shop Your Farm at $12 a year, so that you can get into that forum that's on Shop Your Farm, say, oh, this state meets now, or this state meets on this, because they're not really state, centric. Thank you for that word. State-centric. They're not state-centric. Yeah, because maybe your state in New York meets on such and such a day at such and such a time, and you can't be there, but another state meets at another time, you can. People are going to all of the different state groups. Like Florida's got like 5 states that are coming into their discussion group all the time, and there's a lot of face-to-face meetings going on around the country. Missouri has a really big group that meets face-to-face, South Dakota. So that Shop Your Farm is really, JD, the place that people are going to go to help understand and get around that mindset. And, you know, we have put so much to the test, and we don't have time to get into that here or explain what that is, but I just personally, just for testimony in the next few seconds, many of the things that we are teaching, that Rick's teaching in the legislative class, that are going through, in the discussion groups, and some of the documentation that has been written and gone out, I have put to the test. And literally successfully, you can transfer land without going through attorneys and lawyers and real estate agents and blah, 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 blah. But anyway, I'll quit with that. I have put it to the test. Rick has put it to the test. The discussion groups, that's where you're going to get that greater understanding. And I'll shut up at that point.
It worked. He stopped talking. This is awesome. So listen. You folks, you want more information, it's real simple. C2KReport.com. That's the letter C, the number 2, the letter K. C2KReport.com. And Lord willing, if we're still here, we will see you guys on the next show. In the meantime, if you haven't received Jesus, I suggest you do that today. You guys be blessed.
Thanks again for joining us today for The Last Christian Radio Show. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday right here and at www.lastchristian.net. Until the trumpet sounds.
Looking for bold, faith-filled inspiration? Tune in to The Last Christian Radio Show. Available on KRRB Revelation Radio 1700 AM in East Texas and internationally syndicated in over 160 countries on revelationradio.net, this powerful program dives into faith, hope, and salvation. Join us every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central for life-changing conversations.